masked savior.
Oh, the savior of mankind, please show us the sun.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah.
Light of Allah, you are a true God.
To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. A very warm welcome to the Enlightening Waves of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Last Savior. Brother Muhammad Liaquat Abbas. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam, sister.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you so much.
Brother Liaquat is a research scholar in the House of Ulema of Qom and has a deep insight on this particular topic. Today, we would like to continue the topic about Imam Mahdi. The more you are helping us to know him and the ways how we can be ready as waiters, how we can prepare the grounds for his reappearance. You talked about a lot of things. And, you know, as waiters, we have to have this readiness always. So how do you actually explain that, having readiness as waiters?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The readiness towards the Imam, Imam's reappearance is something different than other readiness which we have. Example, if a person is awaiting a taxi, he will just stand and wait for the taxi. If a person is awaiting for the prayer time to come, he would be like, okay, he would, example, dress up. He would go and perform wudu.
Yeah.
He would take his prayer mat and he would make everything ready. Yeah. So we can see there are two types of waiting over here itself, yeah? In one part, he's just standing. In another part, he's ready. Like, no sooner it's azan time, he would recite azan and aqama and he would pray.
Right.
So he was ready for the prayer time. Yeah, he was ready for the prayer. He's as if like, he was in this state of readiness.
Right.
Because he got himself ready. He got himself, like, example, he performed wudu. Everything, and it's azan time now.
Right.
Yeah. Likewise, this is a kind of, I gave you an example of this,
like,
kind.
Also, like Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, when he talks about testing the believers, he says that test them at three places. One of the places that he says to test them is at the time of prayers.
Yes.
See, exactly. Their readiness, like if there's a azan time, the call prayer, and then they are preparing for salat, then yes.
Yeah, and that too he says with congregational prayer.
Yeah.
Salat al-Jama'ah. See, if you want to see Ashiyas, see them when it is the time of Jama'ah prayers, congregational
right.
prayers. You will see them over there.
Yeah.
Of course, there are exceptions and maybe like there are a few who might not attend because of a few reasons. But whenever possible, a person, like a Shia, inshallah, should definitely attend congregational prayers. Okay,
yeah.
Coming back to the topic of being
readiness.
In state of readiness. The state of readiness is because you never know when the Imam is going to reappear.
Right.
There's not a single piece of paper where it is written, oh, this is the date and this is the time. Yeah. The ilm or the knowledge of his reappearance is near Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the masumeen, the infallibles, alayhi salatu wasalam, the Imams. Okay, so now coming back to us as awaiters, because I don't know the proper timing of his reappearance,
right.
I should be like in that state of the prayer in which I'm ready. I'm done with wudu.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, the prayer mat is in front of me with mohr and everything, with turba. And I'm just waiting for the call to prayer. This is the state of readiness. Meaning, I have to do this self-purification. I have to do my wajibat. There shouldn't be any kind of qadha on my head.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, I'm striving hard day and night. Yeah, if there is something qadha, I would remove it from my neck. Meaning, I have done my lapsed prayers.
Mm-hmm.
If there's some haqqun nas, example,
on
the rights of my people, yeah, the rights of people on my shoulder or neck, I have given them back. And now I am ready. Meaning, if the Imam comes, I should be like, Mawlai, I don't have any other responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I'm there at your service. you tell me what to do.
Right.
It shouldn't be like when the imam reappears, it shouldn't be like the imam is going to tell me, you know what? You have other responsibilities too.
Right.
Go and fulfill them.
Them
recite
first.
Your prayers. Like, right. Go give that money to him. You know, this shouldn't be happening.
Right.
I should be always in state. This is one
readiness,
of the meanings
yeah.
of being in state of readiness
right.
for the imam mm-hmm. of my time.
Ajallahu
ta'ala farajahu sharif. Aligning every single action of mine with the imam's pleasure.
All right.
Okay. So...
So this needs a bit more, I guess, explanation and yeah. to ponder upon. Mm-hmm. So we take a short break and we'll be back in a while.
مهدينا في الأزمان شع ضياءه ربنا في العالمين أضفع له نور أليق والظالم ابتده من أجل السالكين أهدى سنه مهدينا في الأزمان شع ضياءه ربنا في العالمين أضفع له أليق والظالم ابتده من أجل السالكين أهدى سنه
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Last Savior. Bradley Akatapas is here, and we are discussing about the readiness of an awaiter for the imam. So yeah, you were saying another level of readiness now.
Yeah. You know, no act is insignificant if it is accompanied by piety. And of course, how can mm-hmm. it be insignificant when it is accepted? Every single act which has piety in it, which has taqwa in it, is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the deeds from those who have piety with them. Yeah. There's a companion, Al-Mufaddal, of the Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, where he says, once we were discussing about the deeds, about the actions, in the presence of the Imam yeah. Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam, I said, how few and insignificant my deeds are. They are very few. The Imam says to him, stop. Seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be silent and ask for his pardon first. Okay. Ask for forgiveness first. Right now. Then he says, Astaghfirullah Rabbi wa atubu ilayhi. Like what have I said just now?
All right.
My deeds are very few. Then he added, verily, definitely a small deed with piety is better than many deeds without piety.
Okay.
So now my readiness example over here, if my actions are with piety, then know that my actions are in line with the imam.
Yes.
Okay. Then definitely know that the deed is accepted, be it
yeah.
very small. Example.
Yeah.
Today, when I was coming from my home, I kissed my daughter's forehead.
Uh-huh.
And she smiled. This deed is very small. It's just a kiss. It's just
right.
a small kiss.
Which you may forget like maybe a couple of days later.
Maybe yeah. like in a couple of seconds as well.
Yeah.
But that thing, because it had the pleasure of
impact
my imam
of,
in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. My imam is happy with it. The thing is, my deeds are in line with the imam's pleasure.
Right.
This is happening. Once, you know what? Once they are my lapsed ones and my things, hakunas, or the things which I have to do, the rights of people and everything upon my neck, okay? This one thing which I'm doing, I'm repaying back everything.
Yeah.
And this is how I am ready. The next level which I've said is, no, my actions are everything in line with the pleasure of the imam.
Right.
This is the next level of readiness.
By your hand and please show me the way to be one of the pure and chosen companions so that I can swear the oath of allegiance. I'll give everything that I love in God's name to avenge the blood of your grandfather Hussein. Every step of the way my dream will come true. On my last breath, O Master, I'll call out to you. O Light of Allah, you are my true guide.
I'm waiting for you to die by your side.
Welcome back. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. Brother Liaquat Abbas is here. And we're talking about being ready, the readiness for the reappearance of Imam. So right now you're talking about the rights of the people. I have to be cautious about it. So what else adds to the readiness?
So, you know, like readiness is on three levels. Example, Haqqullah, where you have given the rights
talking
of Allah
about subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yeah, exactly. And you're ready. From the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're clear. Like, because you have done, you
the
have cleared all your rights.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now it's with regards to the people. Example, you have cleared your rights with regards to the people. And there's another thing, which is haqqun nafs as well. Mm-hmm. Like, you have a right upon your own self. Yeah.
All right.
You have to clear them too. You know, the hadith which we were speaking, like I asked how, I have very few deeds, and the Imam was like, seek forgiveness. How can they be very few when they are accompanied with piety? And the Imam says, like,
the very few deeds that
yes,
you do
a
with
very
piety.
Small deed, very small deed with piety is better than deeds without piety.
Yeah.
Then you know the Sahabi or the companion asks, how can there be many deeds without piety? Okay. The Imam replies, yes, like a man who feeds others, treats his neighbors kindly, and keeps his door open for the guests. But when an opportunity for sin arises, he enters into it. Such deeds are without piety. Another person may not have such deeds, but when a door to sin opens before him, he does not enter it.
Right.
So you see, like, this is haqqun nafs.
It is a very fine line between this, like to be self-restraint at the moment when opportunity arises for you.
Mm-hmm,
it's
mm-hmm.
very hard, like being generous at the same time and not falling into the, you know, the black dark hole
yep.
that approaches you. You because sometimes, like I've seen people, like, you know, then when we got aware of their mistakes, I would say, not sins, but then the people would say, opportunity arised for us. It was not us we went to that
mm-hmm.
thing. It was the thing that came towards us.
Unfortunately. Over here, this is like haqqun nafs. A person is getting away from his own right. Example, the rightful thing, what he has to be doing,
you
right?
You have the right towards self.
To
be self-restrained.
Yeah, exactly. To get rid of that sin, to not open doors towards it.
Right.
But now he has opened doors towards it and he has spoiled himself.
Yeah.
Now the right upon himself is to seek forgiveness. The soul has a right upon itself that he should be forgiven
mm-hmm.
from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Right.
And that happens through seeking forgiveness.
Right.
So, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking, oh Allah, please, do accept my apology and my repentance. Accept it. Meaning, oh Allah, I have turned back to you. I have left the sin. Meaning, I'm never ever gonna open door towards that sin.
Mm-hmm.
Or any other sin, example.
Right.
Yeah? So by this...
Because the essence of repentance is that you never go back to that.
Yeah, the actual thing. Repentance is yes. You shouldn't be going back to it. As a dutiful awaiter, as a responsible awaiter... Yeah, I can't open doors to any kind of sin, you mm-hmm. see. So just
you remind me of one of the beautiful hadiths from one of the noble imams that I suggest you to remain, stay away from even the thought of sin.
Mm-hmm.
Because the thought of a sin acts like a smoke that darkens the things, even if it does not burn mm-hmm. the things, but it does darken the
walls.
Yeah,
you know, it's like, this is wara, meaning... Yeah. The thought of sin, actually, of committing a sin, actually...
Mm-hmm. It's not as
is
bad
not
as
sin.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a sin in general sense.
Yeah.
But people who have wara, or example, that extreme
highest
cautious
level of
they
God consciousness.
They don't even get this thought. Even if they get a thought of it in their mind, they will just cross it off.
Right.
They'll get away from it. You see? And this tip is for the youths, example. Those who have the habit of committing sins on a daily basis... Like through media, through technology, whatever.
Anything,
yeah,
to
example.
Any means.
Unfortunately. I'm telling them for in person, in at a personal level, I would say.
Yeah.
Like, remember, if you're committing a sin, if you have opened the doors towards committing sins, and your imam reappears at the same time, what will you do?
Thank you, brother, for sharing your valuable insights. Thank you, dear listeners, for tuning in. You were listening to The Last Savior from IRIB English Radio. Until another episode, take good care. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.